The Lord be with you. For a prank one day, English playwright Noel Coward, he sends an identical anonymous letter to 10 well-known men in London, and his note says simply, "We know what you have done. If you don't want to be exposed, leave town." Well, it's reported that soon all 10 men, they got out of town. Not so nice a prank, but I think it does prove a point, and that is the pervasive power of guilt in the lives of many people. Ernest Hemingway told a story about guilt as there was a father and son who were alienated. I mean, the son had done something that really hurt his dad, and feeling ashamed, the boy runs away. And the father searches all over Spain for his son, and he can't find him. And finally, in desperation, the father places an ad in Madrid's daily newspaper, and the ad reads, "Paco, meet me at Hotel Montaña, noon Tuesday. All is forgiven, Papa." Hemingway says that there was a whole squadron of Madrid police that had to be called out to keep the peace as some 800 young men named Paco show up wanting forgiveness. Most of us, even as Christians who do believe God's good news, we know what it is sometimes to struggle with guilt, to feel that we are forgiven. I want to share a verse with you that really helps me a lot in all of this, and it's Romans chapter 8, verse 1. "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." I want to read that again. "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." It has been said that every time we see the word "therefore" in Scripture, we need to see what it's there for. Well, here the word "therefore" indicates that Paul is coming to a conclusion. He is summing up what has gone before. As in chapters 1 through 7, Paul is talking about how we are justified, how we are put right with God by faith in Jesus Christ. That's really what the whole first part of the book of Romans is about, that we are put right with God, not by doing works of the law, not by trying to be good, but we are put right with God by faith in Jesus Christ, so that Paul can now say, "There is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Now here Paul is using language that any prisoner in a Roman law court or a prisoner on death row would have understood. As the Greek word translated condemnation, it is katakrima, that's K-A-T-A-K-R-I-M-A. And I want to distinguish this katakrima from the Greek word krima, that's K-R-I-M-A. As in a Roman law court, krima was the verdict of guilty. Katakrima, which is the word used here, katakrima was the carrying out of that guilty verdict. Katakrima was the punishment that follows a guilty verdict. And so Paul is saying that as sinners who are put right with God, forgiven, declared righteous by faith in Jesus Christ, Paul can speak this good news. "There is therefore now no condemnation, no katakrima for those who are in Christ Jesus." Paul is not saying that there are not things that are condemnable in our lives, but he's saying that Christ has taken our condemnation so that you and I, we are not condemned. That's really what the cross of Jesus Christ is all about. As the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, that for our sake, God made Jesus to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And so that means that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And you know, to insist on feeling guilty is really to insist that God needs our help with our salvation. To insist on feeling guilty is to insist that what Jesus Christ did for us is not enough. One night, Martin Luther had just a very real sense of being attacked by Satan. And in this attack, Satan, as it were, lays before Martin Luther a record of his life, a record of all of Luther's sins. And, you know, Luther just kind of laughs. And he says to Satan that he's even forgot some of Luther's sins. And then Luther says, it is true. Every word of what you say about me is true, but right across the record, these words, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin, and where Jesus Christ is, I shall be also. And if you today are a believer in Jesus Christ, you too can write over your record. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So sleep good tonight. I am Tim Smith, a fellow traveler. Thanks for listening. Until next time.